The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 630.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of Nourish with Renata, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Renata Trebbing. Renata, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. So as you mentioned, my name is Renata. I am a mother of three, a wife, and I'm also passionate about food, especially food that tastes really good and is really good for you. So my healthy eating journey started off when my daughter, which is the oldest of my three children, had a dairy intolerance when she was an infant. And then at the same time, my husband also had some digestion and cholesterol issues. So through the use of food, I was able to help them both feel a lot better. And that was when I really started to think differently about the food that we put into our bodies and how it can either help us or hurt us in terms of feeling our best and being able to perform to the level that we want to be at. So nowadays, I share my healthy and delicious recipes through my website, nourishwithrenata.com. And I do that weekly, as well as working with different brands to develop recipes, doing personalized cooking classes, and just helping others to reach for a healthier lifestyle.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Renata, what's your cultural background?
So I am 100% Indonesian. Both of my parents were born in Padang, which is West Sumatra of Indonesia. They immigrated to Australia, where myself and my two sisters were born. And now I live in Texas.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So my favorite self-confidence quote actually comes from a lady. Her name is Rachel Hollis. And I found her recently, a few months ago, through her book called Girl, Wash Your Face. So that is a book that is aimed to help women dispel the lies that they tell themselves so they can move forward and reach their goals. One of the things that she mentioned in her book was never break a promise to yourself. And that really resonated strongly with me because I had said to myself many, many times, oh, I'm going to do that one day or I'll do something else another day. And I would never get around to it. And I realized that when I wasn't keeping those promises to myself, I was actually letting myself down. I was actually hurting myself because I wasn't building up my self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I think we're all guilty of that, you know, telling ourselves someday or one day we're going to go out there and do the things that we love. And, you know, it's really just taking action that will get us there. So thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So I define self-confidence as exactly what you just mentioned. When you take action and you follow through, I feel like when you set your mind to something and you develop the action plan to get there and then do those action steps, that's how you create confidence in yourself. I think that when you're able to check something off of your to-do list, for me, that is when I feel the most confident in myself, in my abilities, and also in where I'm going in my life. I can see, and it is tangible to me, that I am getting towards where I want to go by taking action.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
As I mentioned, I'm a mother of three, and at the time they were all under the age of five. So I had a daughter and then I had twin boys next. And I just remember during those first few early years of their lives, it was really overwhelming and really exhausting to make sure that they're looked after carefully, that my husband's looked after, I'm looking after the house and making sure there's food on the table, that all the laundry is done. And in addition to that, I was working a full-time job. So I was kind of stuck in the day-to-day grind and feeling really low because I kept thinking to myself, man, there are just so many things that I want to do and I just don't have the time to do them. Well, I was walking through the house one evening after the kids were in bed holding this basket of laundry that I had to get done and I just stopped in my tracks and thought to myself, what am I doing? I have all these dreams that I want to achieve and I have to stop thinking about it as if one day someone is going to give me that time to do it. I have to make the time to achieve my dreams. No one else is going to do that except for me. So that was really the aha moment. I completely changed my perspective at that point in time and realized that if I want something to happen, then I have to prioritize it.
Thanks for sharing then. You know, it's great that you're able to realize, like, you know, no one's going to do it except for you, right? Regardless if, you know, you have three kids, right? You're working a full-time job. You know, if you really want to do it, you're going to go out there and do it. You're going to find the time. You're going to make the time no matter what happens. And it could be a little bit tricky, you know, especially as a working full-time mother. I mean, it's like you're superwoman. You're trying to do everything at once. But when you go out there and do the things that you love, it's not even like work for you. It's fun and you get to do what you love at the same time. And because you were able to realize that, what's your life been like now?
So it's been almost a complete 180. So my first dream was realized, which was to launch my healthy eating and recipe blog, nourishwithrenata.com, almost a year ago exactly. And in that time, there's been a few things that I've really treasured, one of which is building or also finding people that are in a community of similarly minded people. So there's so many entrepreneurs out there that are starting their own businesses because they want to both fulfill their lifelong dreams, but also help people to live better lives. And I've been so thankful to meet so many amazing people that think the same way. In addition to that, they've also been able to show me how to move forward with my business. And so it's been incredible to see the growth over the last year. So I've gone from posting weekly recipes to, you know, getting brand sponsorships to doing incredible podcasts like yours, as well as doing cooking classes and cooking demos and just reaching so many more people. I really could have never imagined that in 12 months, so many amazing things could have happened. So it's been an incredible journey and it will continue.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, if our listeners were listening to your episode and they were in a similar journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to them?
So for women, I feel like it is really easy to get caught up in the fear of not doing something. So we kind of think, oh, well, what will someone else think if I do this? Or I don't know how to do that. I'm just not even going to get started. And we have to get out of our own way. We have to realize that just because something is scary, we should not stop ourselves from doing it. We have to just embrace it and move forward anyway. And just if it is something that you want to do, you have to just take massive action and get it done, even if you don't know how to do it, even if it's scary. I just think that so many times I see women around me that kind of sit back and think, you know, one day when I'm not scared, one day when someone else gives me the time, you just got to do it. Just believe in yourself that you can get it done. Embrace the fear, embrace the not knowing, prioritize your time, and you will find your self-confidence through action.
Thanks for sharing that. Those great tips. And I love how you mentioned, you know, we all get caught up in the fear because it's so true, right? Especially as women, we tend to overthink everything and feel like we have to figure everything out before we take action. But really, we can just take that action and figure things out along the way. And sometimes when it's scary, it's more of an indicator to for us to actually go out there and do it. So thanks for sharing those great tips. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your recipes, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Definitely. So I'm really active on Instagram and you can find me at nourish_with_Renata. Also on the website, nourishwithrenata.com. And you can search for me on Facebook, Nourish with Renata. I also just launched my very first ebook, which is completely free. And it's all about secretly healthy sweet treats. So you can also download that from the website, nourishwithrenata.com. And in the top menu, there is a tab there that says free ebook.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Renata, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Renata's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Renata for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thanks so much, Renata.
Thank you so much as well.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.